Sometimes, rarely, you really do have to yell.
This is Mornings with Ryan and Beth on Kinship Radio.
My wife and I have made a concerted effort to never, I say never, it happens. We try not to raise our voices, even to like find the other person in the house. We don't want to be yelling, honey, where are you? We try to go to find them because, you know, raised voices can be scary. We want to have a house of peace kind of deal. But there was an occasion this past week where I yelled and I had to. And then I still had to apologize. And it had to do with driving. I have two kids learning how to drive. And it was with my daughter, Glory. She was driving. She did pretty decently. But when we came back to the house and she was parking, she was getting closer and closer to the house. I think when she finally stopped, it was only like 3 inches from the front. And I was like, stop. Oh. And she looked at me all hurt and sad. I'm like, I'm so sorry, honey, but I had to. And then I had to apologize. So it's true. You shouldn't yell very often, but occasionally it is worth it. Here's See Me Through It from Brandon Heath on Kinship Radio.